Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, our earlier, and by the way, it remains the 6th of March, 2010. I mentioned earlier that the Montreal Gazette is reporting U.S. will determine who can board some Canadian flights. I wanted to finish that up. They're calling the program Secure Flight, ladies and gentlemen, and they're saying the newest weapon, it's the newest weapon in the U.S. war on terrorism. It gives the United States unprecedented power over who can board planes that fly over U.S. airspace. They say secure flight applies to flights to, from, and over the United States, from Canada to another country. Flights between two Canadian cities that travel over U.S. airspace are excluded. But about 80% of Canadian flights to the Caribbean and other southern points and to Europe fly over the U.S. The program, which is set to take off effective globally in December of 2010, was created as part of the Intelligence Reform and Terrorism Prevention Act adopted by U.S. Congress in 2004. Parliament never adopted or even discussed the Secure Flight Program, even though Secure Flight transfers the authority of screening passengers and their personal information from domestic airlines to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. When asked about the program, Transport Canada, the federal department in charge of Canadian Airlines, deferred to Public Safety Canada. After refusing to comment on Secure Flight or the federal government's position on the U.S. program, David Charbonneau, a Public Safety Canada spokesperson, said Canada works in partnership with the United States, as well as with other allies on aviation safety and security. More internationalism, more reasons for control. Here we see from CNET, Fed's way expansion of internet monitoring. Dateline San Francisco, Homeland Security and the National Security Agency may be taking a closer look at internet communications in the future. The Department of Homeland Security's top cybersecurity official told CNET on Wednesday that the Department of may eventually extend its Einstein technology, which is designed to detect and prevent electronic attacks to networks operated by the private sector. Did you hear that? Department of Homeland Security extending its Einstein technology to networks operated by the private sector. The technology was crafted for federal networks. Got a lot of information to share with you. We're going to continue covering some of this on the other side of the break. Stay with us. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Quoi? corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've got dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. As we continue on here, before the break, I mentioned that the federal government is weighing the expansion of Internet monitoring. This is an article in CNET. Department of Homeland Security, your top cybersecurity official, they're saying that the Einstein technology, which was involved or developed for federal networks, they're saying it's going to be expanded, or may eventually be expanded, to the private sector, networks operating in the private sector. Now, they say Greg Schaefer, Assistant Secretary for Cybersecurity and Communications, said in an interview that the department is evaluating whether Einstein, quote, makes sense for expansion to critical infrastructure spaces over time. Not much is known about how Einstein works and how the House Intelligence Committee once charged that descriptions were overly vague because of excessive classification. The White House did confirm this week that the latest version, called Einstein 3, involves attempting to thwart in-progress cyber attacks by sharing information with the National Security Agency. So you see, once again, we come back to the Hegelian dialectic, ladies and gentlemen. We've had the Internet around for many, many years, and all these hack attacks, these different things, Google was hacked in China, a lot of different things going on with regard to the hacking, and this enables them to come in, sweep in with these, with more control, more control. The answer is always more control. Here we see from the Public Safety Examiner, Jim Curry writes, Social Security cards, de facto national identification. He says in 1936, the Social Security Administration establish the Social Security number to track workers' earnings for Social Security benefit purposes. Despite its narrowly intended purpose, the SSN is now used for a myriad of non-Social Security purposes. Today, Social Security numbers are used in part as identity verification tools for services such as child support collections, law enforcement enhancements, and issuing credit to individuals. Although these uses can be beneficial to the public, the Social Security number is now a key piece of information in creating false identities. The aggregation of personal information such as Social Security numbers in large corporate databases and the increased availability of information via the Internet may provide the criminals the opportunities to commit identity theft. Although Congress and the states have enacted a number of laws to protect consumers' privacy, the public and private sector's continued use of and reliance on Social Security numbers and the potential for misuse underscore the importance of strengthening protections where possible. There is a significant concern by both liberals and conservatives over using the Social Security number as a de facto ID number and the Social Security card as being used as a de facto identification card. So where is this headed, ladies and gentlemen? As the biometrics consortium is a reality today, fingerprint scanning, retina eye scanning, various technologies which enable you to people to have the fingerprint, the database of your voice even, on record. Biometric information is being collected and will be collected in the future. As they build on every system that they have is a groundwork, is a foundation for the next system, as the progressional system is increasingly totalitarian in control. Here we see from the Huffington Post, Afghans trained by Blackwater defect to Taliban. We've told you over and over again, folks, about how everything we're doing around the world with this war on terror is serving to create more terrorism. You have two things going on. You have the government funding the terrorists. You have the government training the terrorists with the CIA-built madrasas. You have blowback. Whenever you invade a country and you destroy their infrastructure, destroy their buildings, destroy their highways, kill their people, you're inevitably going to make enemies. So you have natural blowback from the war on terror. So you have the two things. You have the CIA funding it and building it, and you have natural blowback creating natural terrorism where it wouldn't exist before. And there's no point in it, folks. 9/11 was a shadow government operation. There's just mounds of evidence in that regard. Anybody can research 9/11. There's plenty of documentation out there. The point of the matter is that this is their war that they created, and now we see that Blackwater has trained officials in Afghanistan supposedly to fight terrorism, and now they're defecting to the Taliban. Huffington Post writes, remember when Sarah Palin said that the surge principles that have worked in Iraq need to be implemented in Afghanistan? Well, as Ms. Palin would say, many Afghans working for the Afghan security forces are now switching sides and are now defecting to the Taliban. And guess who trained many of them? Blackwater. And Al Jazeera producer was able to interview some of those defectors who were unafraid to reveal their identities and were not bashful about showing their Blackwater-issued IDs. If you'd like to see that video, ladies and gentlemen, there's a video up on the website in this regard. You can go to governamerica.com, and in the Daily Dialectic section where the news headlines are, it's Afghans trained by Blackwater defect to Taliban. And they have the video in there. As we move along here, from CNS News, we see Mexican drug cartels active nationwide, Obama administration say. Senior Obama administration official said on Monday that Mexican drug cartels are being targeted inside the United States more than along the border. Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen, we warned you folks that this was coming. We told you about all the violence that was going on south of the border, And we're seeing it more and more. Evidently, we got Mexican drug cartels, if we're to believe this report, throughout the country, doing their deeds. How long is it going to be before we have absolute chaos like they do in Mexico right now, where our friend that listens to the show routinely updates me on another shootout? These shootouts are happening all the time along the U.S.-Mexican border with these cartels. And evidently, the state cops are in on a lot of the drug running as well, because there actually have been evidently shootouts between the Mexican army and the cops who are escorting the cartel members from place to place. I mean, it's just absolutely insane how corrupt it is. Anyway, they say, echoing remarks last week by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, the cartels are operating throughout the country. Assistant Secretary of State for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs David Johnson made the remarks at a State Department press briefing when CNSNews.com asked if the plan to combat drug trafficking and money laundering around the world included dealing with Mexican drug cartels in the United States. Johnson said that U.S. law enforcement agencies are in charge of combating the cartels, but that those agencies have had success targeting those operations on American soil. Quote, yes, there's a broad impact in the United States of cartel operations that are based inland from Mexico. I think that illustrates another point that bears some exploring. When people think about, quote-unquote, spillover, you tend to think of a glass and things that are spilling over right at the border. It doesn't tend to be that way, he says. The spillover, if you will, is more broadly in the United States, and some of the border communities would not be nearly as effective than some of the more inland areas are. I'm not sure what he means by all that, but the point is, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get our borders under control. We need to keep cartels out, and yet this kind of stuff is going on. Why is this going on unless it serves some purpose behind the scenes and gives people an excuse in power to declare martial law and take away more freedoms? That's the way I see it. If you'd like to call in, it's 800-313-9443. We live in a Hegelian world, folks. If there's nothing that you get from the show, you'll get that. Everything is an orchestrated scenario today. That's the bottom line. Jerry in Arkansas. Jerry, good morning.
How are you doing today, Darren?
I'm hanging on.
I wanted to ask a couple of quick questions, if I could, please.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of your program, I heard you mention, as I hear many, many people mention, that patriots want to return to the Constitution of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be true that patriots do not want an omnipotent, all-powerful federal government telling them what to do and how to do it?
Well, yeah.
Would it be true that the patriots want to have something for their individual states and that, you know, have some power in their individual states?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having a little trouble hearing you right now, but anyway.
Okay. Yes.
Are you familiar with Article 6, Paragraph 2 of the United States Constitution, the Supremacy Clause?
Go ahead and explain that.
Well, it states very clearly in the United States Constitution that anything in a state constitution or any law in any state is not withstanding. It has no standing. So my confusion is why do people want to support the United States Constitution that gives all power to the federal government and takes all power from the individual states?
Well, I'm not sure that that's what that means, Jerry. The Constitution, it says specifically that any law, anything in the Constitution that doesn't specifically give the federal government power, it doesn't have that power. If it's not specifically written in there, then the federal government doesn't have that power.
Well, what I'm trying to say is...
Hold on, we got a break here. Hold on.
Read articles.
We'll be back, folks.
plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we have Jerry in Arkansas on the line. And Jerry,
the point I'm trying to make is that the powers that were delegated to the federal government are clearly enumerated in Article 6, Paragraph 2. It's called the Supremacy Clause. And it states clearly that anything in the Constitution, the laws of any state, are not withstanding if they're contrary to federal law. So why would people want to support the United States Constitution if they believe in states' rights or states having some power?
Well, there's a lot of things, you know, there might be some contradiction there, too, because, you know, anything that's not specifically delegated to the federal government reverts to the states. You know, the 10th Amendment has state rights and state sovereignty provisions. The point is, where are you going with this?
Well, the point is that
we
people
not
are
have a
supporting a
government?
Constitution that clearly states in the Supremacy Clause, and yet they're not really in favor of the Supremacy Clause, but yet they say they're in favor of the United States Constitution. I would just ask maybe if you would possibly, you know, when you get time, read Article 6, Paragraph 2, and read it for content.
Okay.
And if you would do that, maybe then possibly people could see that we're not really in favor of what the United States Constitution says.
Well, what would your solution be?
Well, the solution is that people have to wake up and understand that the United States Constitution is a criminally fraudulent document.
Jerry, I get what you're saying there. What's your alternative?
My alternative would be to get rid of the federal government and return to the Articles of Confederation.
Okay, well, you know, I couldn't argue there. I couldn't argue there.
Anyway, I just hope you take the time and read Article 6, Paragraph 2, and see where the states and the laws in the states are not withstanding if they are in conflict with federal law.
I'll go back and read it again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something here right now, and I know we have another caller. We'll get to you in a moment. But there's a lot of arguments being made today against the Constitution, and I think Jerry is well-meaning. I don't see us going back to the Articles of Confederation at this point in time, because quite frankly, we can't even get this government to do many things with regard to our own existing Constitution. And I understand it's flawed. I understand there's a lot of problems. I just had this debate with somebody else about Article 6 with regard to the international treaties. I've been over and over again about the international treaties and how Article 6 may, if you casually read it, appear to say that treaties usurp the Constitution. And we've had Supreme Court decisions that have ruled. Article 6 does not say that at all. So this is why I say, if you casually read things a certain way, but the point is that, well, let's go ahead and take the next caller. Stonecalf lawyer woman, let's go, that's what it says on the screen, Stonecalf lawyer woman.
Yes, I'm not a very good speaker, but
that's
I have
okay.
some information that, you know, our Constitution was almost copied word for word with the Iroquois Federation. It was of five different nations, and it was written over 1,000 years ago. So our Constitution is, you know, like several hundred, you know, 1,000-plus years. And one of the things that I found out in my 21 years experience of having my rights violated on all levels of government, including the World Health Organization, once I started on the Red Road back at January 95, that in 1915, after the U.S. federal government almost wiped out every Indian tribe, and they were relegated to poor reservations, which it seems like now we understand how American Indians felt back then, because the same thing's going to happen to us. The same thing that we're doing over Iraq, which has nothing to do with anything except the oil and their 50-year plan of redoing the Middle East. But anyway, the elders understood the importance of words on paper. So they crafted a 36-foot-long document that was called the Declaration of Allegiance to the United States, government by the American Indian. And there's a Jewish white Mensa guy in at 465 Hot Springs in Montecito, California, that owns that document. The document is allegiance to the glorious flag, not the government, but almost entirely wiped them out. And it also mentions something called a pipe of peace. Now, what happened is, between the years of 1915 to 1917, a man by the name of Mr. Wanamaker drove across Turtle Island obtaining 969 American Indian chieftain signatures, which represented every American Indian tribe in America. Do I have to stop talking now?
Yeah, we're going to have a break, and then when we come back, I need you to get right to the point, okay?
I will.
All right, stay with us, folks. We have Stonecalf on the line, and then Richard in Oklahoma will take you on the other side of the break. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What one man can do, another man can do. if your master is the Christ, if you are an attempting servant of your master, the Christ, go to freedom-school.com. Link to Jerry F. Kirk only. Nothing sold, nothing charged, and you may not make any monetary donations to this man coming out of Babylon. How one man is doing it. Thank you.
The Royal Berkey Water Purifier is perfect for a mid-sized family. Purified water for drinking, cooking, and other needs, the Royal Berkey can expand to use four black Berkey elements, which can purify up to 8 gallons per hour. Give RBN a call today. Your family deserves to drink clean, purified water. For the best tasting water available, call 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I just want to say here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to stress that I understand the Constitution is not a perfect document. You'll never hear me say that the Constitution is perfect. There's been a lot of things in there, I think a lot of things with regard to the Takings Clause, that shouldn't have been written that way. I don't think government should be allowed to take land, period. Not even for public purpose. There are things in there that I don't agree with. And certainly the Articles of Confederation was a better document. It was better with regard to states' rights. But unfortunately, this is what we have today, and I don't see them going back to the Articles of Confederation without a major revolution in this country. And there are certain patriot circles, certain patriot people, that are trying to do that, evidently. At least that's what it seems like to me from listening to the rhetoric. So what do? Do we recognize the Constitution as a workable document? And do we try to work within the states to create an alternative currency, to try to get around the federal control, to try to institute our local economies? Or do we trash the Constitution, the only thing that really defines what our government is and what it's supposed to be, that recognizes individual rights as it does? Do we join those people that hate the Constitution and trash it and want to throw it out? Because there's a lot of people that hate the Constitution and want to get rid of it. And it's a document that defines what's illegal in this country, the laws that are illegal in this country. And the Supremacy Clause, well, you know, there's a lot of things that can be worked within those parameters. That's the point, ladies and gentlemen. The parameters of the Constitution, I think it's a workable document. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. Stonecalf, go ahead and continue your thoughts, please.
Thanks. One of the things, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Blackwater is right here in Coeur d'Alene, and, you know, now this company teaches the police officers, and I believe they have stuff going on at the college and throughout in the missionaries and stuff where they're teaching them black ops, and it's terrible. But anyway, I know that MKUltra is still in effect, and it was Idaho Congressman Frank Church that initiated a special congressional investigation on Senator Dick Cheney. Now, Cheney and Bush and Taylor and all have relatives living in Putin County, which is North Idaho. But anyway, my point, I don't believe that we should trust the Constitution. And one of the things about this document is it references a type of peace. Now, after there was 969 American Indian chieftain signatures on this American Indian chieftain-generated historical legal document, they went to Washington, D.C., and America's first skull and bones president, President Taft, didn't read the fine print, and he signed it. And then he was given a pipe of peace. I was trying to locate that pipe of peace. Ian Geller called me October 99, and he emailed me in 2005, and he emailed me in 2007. And anyway, so I emailed him, and I asked him to please find out where that pipe of peace is located. And the very next day, remember when those billowing clouds of smoke were coming out of the vice presidential ceremonial offices next to the White House? That's where that is. Now, my thing that would kind of change the power structure is to grant executive clemency for Leonard Peltier. He was listed in U.S. federal court as a token Indian, and I would like him to have executive clemency. I would like initially the Declaration of Allegiance to the United States government by the American Indian and the pipe of peace in the returning ceremony at Daybreak Star Indian Cultural Center, because before Wounded Knee 2 and before the FBI shootout at Jumping Bull Ranch, there was an AIM demonstration which Leonard Peltier participated in at Fort Lawton, which is now the Daybreak Star Indian Cultural Center at Discovery Park in Seattle, Washington.
Okay, I'm going to need you to wrap this up.
Okay, so I would like that. And I would like, first of all, to get the results of that decades-old special congressional investigation of Senator Dick Cheney released to the general public. And then since now we're part of the International Crimes Court, have him tried for war crimes. I mean,
okay,
he's an engineer.
Here's the thing. Here's the problem, okay? Right here. Now you've gotten to a head. We don't want to recognize any international criminal court.
Okay, well, that's fine.
We don't want to recognize that at all. Because when we recognize those bodies, we secede our sovereignty to the international body. This is exactly what we do not want. Thanks for the call there, Stonecalf.
Okay, thank you, one last thing.
Let's just move on. I got to move on. I got another caller here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing. I despise these people for what they're doing, with the crimes they're committing around the world. I absolutely despise them for the crimes against humanity that are taking place today. But the answer is not an international criminal court. Once you recognize this, once you start pushing for international criminal courts to do the bidding to bring our leaders to justice. You have ceded our sovereignty to an international body, which is exactly what the other side wants. Let's go to Richard in Oklahoma. Richard, good morning.
You know what everybody's forgetting? That the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution go hand in hand. I mean, if we have to default back to the Declaration of Independence, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Declaration of Independence, it's perfectly stated what we're going through right now.
Yeah, well, you know, something that comes to mind, Richard, in my thinking is, people want to get back to the Articles of Confederation. Okay, well, I can support that. The problem is, if they're not even adhering to those aspects of the Constitution that recognize state sovereignty, and there are many, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, the people have a lot of power under the Constitution. And these are powers that have not been recognized by other governments.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Declaration of Independence...
Let me finish my thought here. If they don't recognize that, if we have a criminal government as defined by the Constitution, and they're not going to recognize the Constitution, what makes you think they're going to recognize an Articles of Confederation?
Yeah.
We have a fundamental problem.
But see, you know, in the Constitution, it plainly says that if anybody, commits treason, and I mean there's treason plastered all over Washington.
Sure.
All it takes is two people to agree and to go somewhere and accuse somebody of treason, and something's got to be done about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where is the Bar Association in all this? Where are the lawyers in all this?
Well, unfortunately, they're on the other side, it appears.
I mean, where are the people that went to that had that constitutional convention, the one a couple, three, four months back or whatever?
Well, they are
in all this with the treason part of all this.
Are you talking about the Continental Congress?
Yeah. Well, how come they didn't bring up the treason part of it?
Well, I would be very careful about getting involved with things that come out of the Continental Congress.
How come nobody on any of the talk radios, talking about this? All it takes is two people to go to a court, a judge, and surely there is one judge in the United States that is a constitutional judge.
Well, I don't know. Federal judges
bringing this up, Daryl.
The thing is, Richard, is federal judges are appointed by them.
Who cares? All it takes is two people. Even if it was two, even if 1,000 people go to a judge and say, hey, that person's committing treason, get rid of them. Bring them to court now.
Does it do any good to bring up the Constitution in a courtroom today?
Who cares about the Constitution? The treason part of it is in there.
Well, I care about the Constitution.
In the Constitution, the treason, like I said, nobody wants to bring it up, including you, so something's wrong about it.
No. Well, then he hung up. So I guess I'm a traitor now, huh? I don't know, folks. You know, this is very discouraging. I don't know where to go with this. You know, with calls like this, and with people wanting to attack the Constitution, where do you want to go, folks? What do you want to do? The Constitution recognizes the form of government that you have. Without the Constitution, we have some other document defining what form of government that we have. Constitutions, yeah, I understand it's not being enforced. I understand we have a prodigal government today. But would you rather have a document that defines you as a communist government? Would you rather have a, I mean, the point is the founding fathers have written, have talked about, you know, no constitution can actually guarantee freedom anyway. Freedom has to be in the hearts of the people. The people have to be willing to do what it takes to be involved in the process of government. So without that, you're not going to, I don't care what document you have that defines what government you have. It's not going to be good enough. Because documents, paper, can't guarantee freedom for the people and state sovereignty or whatever. You know, but here's the thing. Without the Constitution, do we even have a recognition that there are states? I mean, you have your state constitutions, your state governments, and theoretically, if you don't like the laws in one state, you can go to another state. Of course, you do have these regional bodies now that are harmonizing the law across the states. That's a problem. But we need an educated electorate and an educated citizenry. We don't have that today. So the question then becomes, what do we do? Because I guarantee you, we're not going back to the Articles of Confederation. The people don't understand the importance of being involved in government. And you need people to be educated today about the role of government and why it's important to have these fundamental rights. Let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Michael in New York. Michael.
Hey, good morning, Darren. And Darren, you handled it perfectly. Your answers and responses are perfect and accurate. And unfortunately, that's just how it is. People just need to get educated. And, you know, freedom requires one essential thing, independence. You don't want a government to help you, to hand you your food, hand you your job, and to try to be your daddy. That's the problem. Got a bunch of loads and lard asses in this country that don't want that anymore. That's the main cause of all our problems. And as far as the Constitution goes, people, we don't even use it. How can you judge something that you haven't even seen in action yet? I know all my years so far, I've never seen the full 100% U.S. Constitution enforced and in action during my time as an American. I sure like to experience that and see what it's like when the original Constitution is being fully exercised and implemented, and the additional amendments like the 14th and 16th are eliminated because they're not real, true American constitutional laws. And you know, for another example would be, if the founding fathers didn't have it right, then why did it, when they first established themselves, make it that only property owners could vote? If that's the way it was to this very day, no property owner would be getting taxed off their land because property owners would be in control. And we wouldn't have half the problems we're having today.
You know, and that's one thing, Michael, that comes to mind, you know, we had a Supreme Court decision, and we're going to be having another Supreme Court decision ruling very soon on gun control, on the Second Amendment. Okay? We had one some months ago. And it came down in favor of gun rights. You know, they said that the Second Amendment guarantees individual rights to bear firearms. And I remember being worried about that. I figured it was going to go the other way. Because, you know, with the Kilo versus New London decision, which basically gutted property rights in the city, you know, if the city wants to take your land, they can come in and do it. The Supreme Court ruled that that was fine. For private purposes. Now we have a situation, but my point is that ruling on gun control, on the Second Amendment, guaranteeing an individual right to own firearms, reaffirming that individual right shall not be infringed, as the Second Amendment says, you know, that would have never happened without the Constitution. And look around the world at how many other countries have been disarmed. Look around the world. I mean,
yes, Darren, absolutely. And
how many people have the right to own firearms today? And without firearms, you have no liberty teeth. You might as well throw in the towel.
That's right. Absolutely, and it was a surprise to see that Supreme Court ruling, because the momentum right now in our government is pro-UN commie globalism, and so we were all surprised, pleasantly surprised, of course, that the Supreme Court showed the correct stance on our American freedoms and rights that come from God, not from the Constitution. The Constitution is primarily giving us the authority to tell the government, you work for us. We don't work for you.
Yeah.
You did not create us. And
it's
property
a recognition of a God-given right. And
that's
for a government to recognize a God-given right is absolutely remarkable. And anything that the Constitution is replaced with today, anything that replaces it, I guarantee you won't be near as good. So those are
the... Can I hang right over the bridge real quick?
Yeah, I'll let you make a quick point, and then we have a whole board full of callers now. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America. I'm Gary Wiggs. As we continue on here, let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Michael. Michael, you wanted to make another point real quick?
Yeah, Darren, thank you. Just regarding the property ownership and they're the only property owners being able to vote, that was so key to keep our constitutional republic on track, and that's why the enemy had to do away with that dismantling everything else about our original constitutional rights, because with property owners only voting, we wouldn't be now facing property tax evictions because the school boards, the school tax would not have no, they wouldn't even exist. The property owners would have never even allowed it to get to this point where they would realize that if they allowed a government school system to come about where they can raise taxes on property owners only to justify their illegitimate salaries, then eventually there wouldn't be any property owners left, only a government, a bloated government, another bloated government operation, of course. And so, you know, we don't have that. We don't have a constitutional republic. If property owners and being the only ones able to vote, then we would be in so much better shape right now. And so look how critical that is alone. And the founding fathers started off that way, realizing that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've never lived under our Constitution. That's just the point. We have never lived under it. It has never been enforced, enacted.
Not in our time, Darren. Not in our time, but prior to 1900, there was no property
tax. I'm talking about in our lifetime.
That's right. There was no income tax prior to the 1900s. There was gold and silver coins being used as American money. There was import tax duties being charged by the federal government on oil imports. And our borders were secure. If we had an invasion coming up from the south, we went down and kicked Mexico's butt. obviously, we're taken over by foreigners, foreign agents, and the American people just have to realize that's why we're in this mess. We don't have Americans running our country, and we have to take it back over.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call there, Michael.
God bless you.
God bless you. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, good morning. Are you there, Mark?
Don't take any of this personal. The agitation meter right now is on the increase big time. People, how many times, Darren, since we've been involved in this, has somebody come up with the perfect answer to the problems, and then come to find out that's only just a branch of the problem? You know, people are starting to get in tune. They're starting to check things out. They're starting to do a little research. Already been down that road before. And you can't blame them. It's a good thing. Let me put it this way. The best doctor or the best mechanic is the one that can come in that understands the total operation of the car or how the body works. It's not that they can fix it. Anybody can fix it sooner or later. The problem is the really good doctor or the good mechanic will eliminate 99% of the car right off the bat by judging the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
They go right straight to the problem off the get-go because they've eliminated 99% of anything else that's not even affecting the problem.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'm making some sense on this.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I'm not trying to squelch people from suggesting solutions, but I just don't see it happening, Mark. I don't see us going back to the Articles of Confederation.
No. We have a monarchical government. If we could just go back to the Constitution, we wouldn't even have a left-right debate. Because the left wants to destroy the Constitution on one end of it, and the right destroys it on the other. The minute they come out with that Patriot Act, the Supreme Court should have put it on hold if they had any cahoots.
And they would have
probably
Hold on.
Introducing the new Go Burger.